One cannot stress enough that in times of existential crisis, it is essential that one learns to draw lessons from past experiences. In December 1992, for instance, Israel expelled over 400 fundamentalist Palestinian leaders affiliated with the Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ, movements to Lebanon, through the southern border. They were led by a doctor from Gaza, Dr. Abdelaziz Rantisi. Then Prime Minister Rafik Hariri demonstrated exceptional political courage and remarkable foresight by swiftly and resolutely opposing the entry of these extremist leaders into Lebanese territory. Consequently, they were stranded for several months in the no-man's land between Israel and Lebanon, enduring harsh weather conditions such as chilly temperatures, storms and snow. A makeshift camp known as Marj el-Zuhour was set up to house them during this time. Hariri stood unwavering on this matter. He firmly rejected the idea of addressing the situation of these individuals who had been expelled from a humanitarian standpoint, emphasizing unequivocally that this was primarily a political issue and should therefore be addressed as such. He rejected the presence of any Palestinian leader in the country and specifically objected to the suggestion made by Roland Dumas, the head of the French Foreign Ministry, to assign the responsibility for the expelled Palestinians to the UNIFIL. He argued that such a choice would distort the role of the UN peacekeepers. Due to Hariri's firm position, Israel was compelled to reverse its decision to expel the aforementioned cadre leaders. As the popular saying goes, to govern is to foresee. This episode of the expelled Palestinians led by Abdelaziz Rantisi, in terms of its political magnitude, holds significant insights amidst the ongoing conflicts in Gaza. Some are indeed secretly debating that one of the projected solutions to end the fighting would be to expel senior figures of Hamas and the PIJ to Lebanon. If this option does materialize, can we expect our leaders to, if need be, display the same political courage as Hariri and firmly oppose such a scenario? Today, as never before, a national awakening in this matter is crucial, as it involves not only the safeguarding of civil peace, but perhaps the viability of Lebanon, more so now than in 1992 and 1993. Ever since that ominous October 7th, extremist groups linked to Hamas and the PIJ have ventured out of hiding and are spreading unrestrainedly in southern regions. They are indulging in rocket attacks on Israel at their whims, with absolutely no regard for the potential repercussions of their belligerent actions on the Lebanese population. In the current state of affairs, it will be challenging to force these fundamentalist militants to return to their bases in the refugee camps. Hezbollah can undoubtedly handle this task. However, doing so would hand them a powerful bargaining and costly tool that they wouldn't hesitate to leverage in exchange for more gains and privileges in terms of power sharing. For many years now, Hezbollah has implemented a strategy of systematic deconstruction of the political system and the country's key vital sectors. Granting them control over the south would further allow them to solidify a state of neither war nor peace in the southern region, thereby institutionalizing a climate of chronic instability in favor of the Iranian regime's mullahs. Most importantly, it would help them achieve their long-standing goal of marginalizing, if not expelling, the UNIFIL. Hezbollah is undeniably taking advantage of the trench warfare backdrop it has imposed on the Lebanese people, especially on the southern residents, since October 7. The Shiite party has unilaterally decided to drag the country into a deadly conflict, doing so on illegitimate grounds. In this scenario, the question arises as to whether Hezbollah, in conjunction with its Iranian mentor, shoulders the moral and political responsibility for the forced displacement of over 30,000 southern residents. This includes the tragic loss of human lives, including around 60 of its young fighters who sacrificed themselves for an unclear cause with ambiguous implications, entirely unrelated to the interests of the Lebanese people. However, for the time being, there is one clear priority: to forcefully proclaim at every possible level, official, political, and media, the refusal of a return to an armed Palestinian presence in the south or anywhere else for that matter. This rejection must be unanimous, categorical, and resolute in order to prevent the country from slipping back into the grim situation of the 1970s.